I hear the outside.
Thank you. What's going on with you?
Just hanging out.
Yeah?
Oh, it's cold out here. I don't want to go back in my car. It's cold.
Thank you.
Valentine's.
Thank you.
Maybe it's a recording.
Beverly, it's Tuesday, 5:10. I'm really upset with you. You said you were going to go to the hospital and relieve Kim. Nobody can get a hold of you. We don't have your number at that place. I need to talk to you.
Hi, Beverly. This is Patrick. I'm just calling to see how you're feeling. Obviously, I knew you weren't feeling too good, and I hope you're feeling better. It's always nice to feel better, because it's not nice being sick, because I like being sick, because when you feel better, you feel much better. So I hope you're feeling better. I feel pretty good myself. My dad's feeling better, and we all hope you just feel better. So I better get going now. So I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Are you never home? This is Gail. When you get a chance, call me.
Hi, this is Joe. The painter, I got your message, and I supposed to tell you that we are short in the powder room 4 yards. We need 4 more yards of the paper for the powder room. So I would appreciate if you could order it and let me know when it comes, that we would come back and finish everything for you. If you got any questions, just give me a call tonight. Thank you.
I'm in town, and I'll be here, I guess, through Tuesday night, it looks like. So give me a call. I got my arm locked. Can't get it into my bedroom, but it looks great in the dining room. Talk to you later. Bye.